Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees for expansion of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana. Government also clears 2,000 crore rupees grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation for 4 years. Both Houses of Parliament witness repeated adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. India will take all steps to protect national interest, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal in Parliament after US announces reciprocal tariff. Myanmar announces formation of new union government to be led by U Myo Soe as Prime Minister. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannapalli enter men's singles quarterfinals of Macau Open. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the expansion of the ongoing central sector scheme Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana during the 15th Finance Commission cycle. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और 50 इरिगेशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया। इसमें विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा जो डिफिकल्ट एरियाज हैं, विशेषकर हिली एरियाज हैं, नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स हैं और एससी और एसटी के बाहुल्य वाले क्षेत्र हैं, उन पे विशेष ध्यान दिया जाएगा।
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also approved the central sector scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation, NCDC, with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29.
एनसीडीसी कोऑपरेटिव सोसाइटीज को लोन देती है। आज उसका कैपिटल 2000 करोड़ रुपए से बढ़ाया गया ग्रांट इन एड के माध्यम से। ये जो लोन्स जाते हैं करीब करीब 8.25 लाख कोऑपरेटिव्स को जाते हैं, 29 करोड़ मेंबर्स हैं जिनके और 94% फार्मर्स हैं उसके साथ जुड़े हुए। इस तरह का जो फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट सिस्टम बना है इसको और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए 2000 करोड़ रुपए 4 साल में एवरी ईयर 500 करोड़ रुपीस, ये आज के कैबिनेट के अप्रूवल का क्रक्स है। 500 करोड़ रुपए से 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की टोटल लैंडिंग हो पाएगी।
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 11,169 crores and will be completed up to 2028-29. Both the Houses of Parliament today face repeated adjournments following uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha 3 times before both the Houses were finally adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 4 p.m, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement in the lower house on the reciprocal tariff announced by the United States. Speaking in the House, Mr. Goyal said that the government is examining implications of recently announced 25% U.S. tariffs on Indian goods. He said the country will take all steps to protect national interests.
वाणिज्य एवं उद्योग मंत्रालय निर्यातकों और उद्योग सहित सभी हितधारकों से संवाद कर इस विषय पर उनके आकलन की जानकारी ले रहा है। सरकार हमारे किसानों, श्रमिकों, एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, निर्यातकों, सूक्ष्म, लघु और मध्यम उद्योगों और उद्योग जगत के सभी हितधारकों के कल्याण की रक्षा और संवर्धन को सर्वोच्च महत्व देती है।
Afterwards, amid din, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the House again met at 4:30 p.m, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement on the reciprocal tariff announced by the US on Indian goods. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned for the day. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar tomorrow under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. In his message before the publication of the draft electoral roll, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the chief electoral officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file the objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. The objections can be made from 1st of August to 1st of September 2025. Meanwhile, the poll panel has reiterated that electronic voting machines are tamper-proof. It said that no mismatch was found in the count of VVPAT slips during Maharashtra Assembly elections held last year. The Election Commission has finalized the Electoral College list for the 2025 Vice Presidential election as mandated by the Constitution. The Vice President is elected by an Electoral College comprising the elected members of the Rajya Sabha, nominated members of the Rajya Sabha, and the elected members of the Lok Sabha. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all seven accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit, in the 2008 Malegaon blast case. The NIA court, in its judgment, said that the prosecution failed to prove the case and that the accused deserved the benefit of doubt. On 29 September 2008, six people were killed and 95 others injured when an explosive device strapped to a motorcycle detonated near a mosque in the Malegaon city. Talking to Akashvani News, Rajya Sabha MP Dinesh Sharma termed NIA court verdict on Malegaon blast as historic.
आज निर्णय मालेगांव के संदर्भ में एनआईए कोर्ट का जो निर्णय आया है वह ऐतिहासिक भी है और इस मामले में एक लोगों को सबक सिखाने वाला भी है जिन लोगों ने झूठा हिंदू आतंकवाद शब्द का नैरेटिव तैयार किया था.
The BJP has welcomed the verdict of the special NIA court. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, party MP Ravishankar Prasad alleged that the case was all part of a well-planned political conspiracy crafted purely for the vote bank. President Draupadi Murmu today lauded AIIMS Devgarh for his commitment to improving healthcare in tribal regions, particularly through the adoption of 5 tribal villages and ensuring better primary medical services within just 6 years of his establishment. The president was speaking at the institution's first convocation ceremony in Jharkhand's Devgarh district.
Primary care is universal health coverage ka aadhar hai. Urban primary health centers tatha rural community health centers mein jaakar AIIMS Devgarh ki doctoron aur vidyarthiyon ki team dwara sahayata ki jani chahiye. Main dhanyavaad dena chahti hu ki AIIMS ne 5 tribal village ko god liye. Main chahungi isi tarah is adoption ka daira ko badhana chahiye aur bhi kuch gaon ko aista aista adopt karna chahiye aur wahan bhi behtar swasthya.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kisan by disbursing more than 20,500 crore rupees to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers on Saturday during his visit to Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing the mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary.
भारत नेट परियोजना के आधार पर आज देश के 2,14,000 ग्राम पंचायत जुड़े हुए हैं ओएफसी फाइबर के साथ और भारत नेट द्वितीय योजना के आधार पर 17 बिलियन डॉलर 1,40,000 करोड़ रुपए की योजना किसी अमेरिका और यूरोप ने नहीं सोचा वो प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी हमारे 6.5 लाख गांवों को ओएफसी ब्रॉडबैंड के साथ जोड़ने जा रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with President of the United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the telephone. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said both the leaders reaffirmed the mutual commitment to further strengthening the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE. Meanwhile, the second edition of India-UAE Defence Industry Partnership Seminar was held on the sidelines of the Joint Defence Cooperation Committee in New Delhi today. During the event, both nations reaffirmed their commitment to forge a future-ready, resilient and trusted defense partnership extending beyond transactional cooperation. The Defense Ministry today said the third ship of Nilgiri-class Project 17A and the first of the class built at Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers was delivered to the Indian Navy at Kolkata today. Project 17A frigates are versatile, multi-mission platforms designed to address current and future challenges in the maritime domain. Myanmar's National Defense and Security Council, NDSC, today formed a new Union Government and State Security and Peace Commission. According to Myanmar Radio and Television, the Union Government is led by U Nuo Saw as Prime Minister, and the State Security and Peace Commission is chaired by Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. And NDSC also decided to annul the order transferring the sovereign power to the Commander-in-Chief of Defence Services. A spokesperson of Myanmar State Administration Council, Zaw Min Thun, said the NDSC had decided to end the state of emergency to hold general elections. In February 2021, Myanmar's then-acting president, U Mint Siu, had declared a one-year state of emergency and transferred sovereign power to the Commander-in-Chief of Defence Services. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall tomorrow in parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Sikkim, the northeastern states and Uttarakhand. Several parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Sikkim and West Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience thunderstorms during the next 2 to 3 days. In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent monsoon rainfall continued across many parts of the state today. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in the districts of Kangra, Kulu, Mandi, Shimla and Sirmaur tomorrow. We have a report.
By July 31st, the ongoing monsoon season has recorded 24% more rainfall than normal. As per the State Emergency Operations Center, since June 20th, the state has witnessed 44 flash floods, 27 cloudbursts and 40 landslides. Rain-related disasters have claimed 173 lives, injured 281 people and 36 individuals are still reported missing. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall in Manali and surrounding areas has caused a rise in the water level of the Bias River, and near Nehrukund, the river's flow has shifted towards the foundation of a bridge, posing a significant threat. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dropped 296 points to close at 81,186. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dipped 87 points to settle at 24,768. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannapalli have entered the men's singles quarterfinals of the Macau Open Tournament. Lakshya defeated Indonesia's Chico Ora Dwi Wardoyo, while Tarun defeated Lee Chiok Yu of Hong Kong. However, Ayush Shetty was knocked out after losing to Malaysia's Justin Ho. In men's doubles, Indians pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated Japan's Kakeru Kumagai and Hiroki Nishi to enter the quarterfinals. In cricket, India were 85 for 3 against host England in the first innings on day one of the final and decisive test of the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar test series in the post-lunch session in London when reports last came in. Earlier, the second session's play was disrupted due to wet outfield. The hosts won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees for expansion of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana. Government also clears 2,000 crore rupees grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation for 4 years. Both Houses of Parliament witnessed repeated adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. India will take all steps to protect national interest, says Union Minister Piyush Goyal in Parliament after US announces reciprocal tariff. Myanmar announces formation of new Union Government to be led by U Nuo Saw as Prime Minister. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen and Tarun Mannapalli enter men's singles quarterfinals of Macau Open. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.